Welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Dillon versus Legg, which was decided in the Supreme Court of California in 1968. The question before the court was, can an individual who sustains emotional injuries caused by another's negligence recover damages, even if she did not experience any physical impact or physical injury from the negligent acts? In the facts of the case, Aaron Dillon was a minor child of a Mrs. Marjorie Dillon, and Aaron Dillon was struck and killed in a motor vehicle accident by Mr. David Legg. Mrs. Dillon brought forth a wrongful death action against Mr. Legg. She sought damages for her deceased daughter for emotional injuries sustained by another daughter who was nearby at the time of the accident, and emotional injuries she herself sustained from witnessing the event. Mr. Legg moved for summary judgment, and the trial courts granted the motion with regard to Mrs. Dillon, finding that she was beyond the zone of danger when she witnessed her daughter's death, or that she was not at risk for physical harm. However, summary judgment was not granted with reference to her surviving daughter, who was closer to the accident or in the zone of danger. Mrs. Dillon appealed to the California Supreme Court. The California Supreme Court held that a bystander who witnesses the injury or death of a close family member can recover for emotional damages under certain conditions. The court held that the duty to avoid conduct which might foreseeably harm another can extend to someone beyond the zone of impact or personal danger, so as long as the emotional injuries were reasonably foreseeable. And this required three factors to be present. First, the injured party had to be near the scene of the accident. Second, the injured party had to experience a direct emotional impact from witnessing the accident. And third, they must be closely related to the victim. The court believed that Mrs. Dillon met these criteria, so they reversed the prior decision and remanded the case for trial. In the reasoning, the court discussed that they rejected two arguments which had limited recovery in past cases to those in the zone of danger where they were at risk for physical injury. They rejected concern about fraudulent claims, noting that these were isolated incidents that should not dispute an entire class of claims. They also rejected concerns about the inability to fix definitions for recovery in future cases, stating that the critical issue was whether those events were reasonably foreseeable, or that the real issue was the reasonable foreseeability of injuries arising from negligence. This was noted specifically in reference to the concept of duty in liability cases. And the standard is what an ordinary person under such circumstances should reasonably have foreseen. This case also reviewed the history of recovery for negligent infliction of emotional damages, which included no recovery at all, relief only if physical impact occurred, that the victim himself must fear for his own safety, that the mother could recover for fear for her children's safety if she herself was in the physical zone of danger, and lastly, the foreseeability standard, which we just discussed in this case. They also discussed the famous case, Palscroft versus the Long Island Railroad Company, in which a passenger boarding a train was pushed by a train porter, and their package, which contained fireworks, fell onto the rails. The fireworks then exploded, causing injury to plaintiff Palscroft, who was standing further away on the platform. However, in this case, the court ruled against liability because there was no negligence to the plaintiff. The result of the porter's behavior was reasonably foreseeable to cause injury to the passenger, but not to Palscroft, who was standing further away. The decision in Dillon versus Legg extended the possibility of recovering damages for emotional distress to bystanders who had witnessed traumatic events involving loved ones, even in the absence of physical injury. It recognized that severe emotional trauma can result from witnessing harm to a close relative. And overall, this case laid the foundation for future legal rulings that allowed bystanders to seek compensation for emotional harm in certain circumstances.